T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
803-0550 to join us. Panthers and the Bills tonight. And let's talk a little bit about Carolina, because we're going to be joined by Jim Soke on our Westar Hotline, WBT Radio in Charlotte. He handles preseason play-by-play and regular season analysis on the Carolina Panthers Radio Network. And he's joining us right now. Jim, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Happy preseason.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good. Hey, you know, We're going through the opponents now. Granted, not playing Carolina in the regular season, but I do have an expectations question for you, Jim, about Carolina, and what are people thinking about the Panthers this season? New Orleans is the big favorite in the division. What about Carolina's expectations down in North Carolina and South Carolina?
You know, I think there's a lot of optimism about it being a bounce back season. I think they feel like they, in the off season, tried to address the personnel problems they had that led them to falling off last year to 7-9 after being 6-2 at the halfway point. You know, it begins with a healthy Cam Newton right shoulder, and so far so good on that one. Then you look at offense with Ryan Khalil retiring, although briefly as it turned out, bringing in Matt Paradis from Denver to kind of plug that hole in the middle, re-signing Darrell Williams. Yep. And then, you know, probably the big thing is on the defense, you know, a switch to more of a base 3-4 than a 4-3 defense, and you know, bringing in Gerald McCoy, Bruce Irvin, drafting Brian Burns in the first round out of Florida State. They want to get back again, pressure on the quarterback, which they really fell off on that last year, which has kind of been a staple of their defenses. So they feel like with these kind of things, they should get back to where they used to be.
You look at the front seven when you break down the defense. Front seven should be pretty strong this year, right, with those additions?
It is, and you know, the way they're scheming is that they will bounce back between a 3-4 and a 4-3, and they brought in players with that in mind that can be a stand-up defensive end, or that could be an outside edge rusher, linebacker, drop back into pass coverage, making them unpredictable personnel-wise when they're on the field, that you won't necessarily know if they change at the last moment, you know, what kind of set they're in particular. So it gives them kind of a new look. I mean, you see Sean McDermott's defense. We've been running that here for years. I think, you know, after a little bit of time, it gets, I wouldn't say a little stale, but maybe a little predictable. You can change some terminology and some nuances, but I think they really wanted to get to where we struggled against the run last year. This is the kind of defense they think should have a good job at stopping the run. And they did get, for what it's worth, preseason stats, 5 sacks against Chicago last week with the backup players out there. So at least a little taste of it anyway.
You know, you mentioned the people feeling this could be a bounce back year. What is it with the roller coaster ride that has been Carolina? 12 wins, 5 wins, 15 wins, 6 wins, 11 wins, 6 wins. Why?
I can save you some time. You can go through. This will be the 25th season of Panthers football. Have never had back-to-back winning seasons. Hmm. Even managed to win a division title in 3 consecutive years without having back-to-back titles, because they won it 1 year at 7-8-1, just to keep that record intact. But you're right. We're the model of inconsistency when it comes to, doesn't matter who the coach is, what era of football, have not been able to string together winning seasons. And I don't know as a particular thing. I will say, you know, I've been here for all 25 years. One thing that seems to happen is we don't stay healthy 2 years in a row. Typically, and you find this with your team and any teams, you know, everyone feels like they got decent talent, is keeping it healthy. And, you know, last year, like I said, we were 6-2, and then Cam's shoulder just kind of, you know, kind of petered out as the season went on, to the point where they had to shut him down late in the season. And it was other things like that. Greg Olsen breaking his foot for the second year in a row. Other players that got injured. We got old. I mean, it was Julius Peppers last year. It was Ryan Khalil's last year. So there were some other age things that they kind of addressed this offseason, too.
How is Cam Newton's health?
So far, so good. I mean, we'll see a little bit more tonight, obviously, than playing that first preseason game. They say the starters will play a little bit. I assume that includes the quarterback out there. But he came out the very first night of training camp and threw a couple 40, 45-yarders that were spot on. And that's what you want to see. You know, whether he connected or not is kind of secondary to the fact that he showed the ability to throw 45, 50-yard passes without a huge effort, mechanics-wise. No soreness the next day coming out of that. So he seems to be, you know, for age 30, where you'd hope he'd be, coming off a shoulder procedure, a shoulder surgery prior to that. that he should be good to go to begin the season with no ill effects, and he's pacing right where they thought he would be.
You know, Jim, we were talking about this the other day, and again, you know, how much will we be able to determine this tonight? But you would look on paper at Carolina from the Bills matchup, like their defense against Carolina starters, on paper, that's a really good bunch of guys at skill positions. The guys around Cam Newton with McCaffrey, right, with Greg Olsen, with, as long as he stays healthy, with Samuel, with DJ Moore. What about the offensive talent they've put together? Not necessarily the line, but the skill position players.
Yeah, they've got the, you know, two, I think, really up-and-coming receivers in second-year player DJ Moore and third-year player Curtis Samuel. And Samuel kind of universally has been voted the training camp MVP in his third year out of Ohio State. And he's just not been healthy the first two training camps. He wasn't able to go through camp his first 2 years with hamstring injuries and so forth. And then DJ Moore, the first-round pick out of Maryland last year, really came on second half of last season, led the league in yards after the catch. So he's a physical receiver, doesn't go down on first contact. Samuel is an elite speed guy, 4.2 speed guy, and they can use him in a lot of different ways. And they'll do, you know, all kind of jet sweeps, short passes. And then he can take the top off the defense on a vertical route. So I think they really like that front line. Then you got the veteran guys they brought in. Chris Hogan from the Patriots. He won 2 Super Bowls there. Torrey Smith in his second year was kind of a little underutilized last year from the Eagles. So they got some veteran guys to go with those young guys. It's kind of a nice mix.
I love hearing good things. This is where the fantasy element comes in. Dynasty owner of Curtis Samuel here. Another person to predict the breakout season here, Jim. Is that what you're telling us?
I think so. I do. I mean, definitely he'll be, I mean, going in, he's got to be stats-wise better than he was his first 2 years, just out of the health standpoint. They're going to feature him more, too. And, you know, he brings a lot of what McCaffrey does. I mean, they center a lot of this offense around McCaffrey. And when Samuel was at Ohio State, he was a running back and receiver, so he's not going to play running back here. But he can do elements where you can line him up in the backfield and in the slot. So I think if you're in a PPR league, for sure, Samuel will probably be a pretty good value.
We are with Jim Zocchi from the Panthers Radio Network. You mentioned the name of Brian Burns, Jim. When you look at the draft class, the rookies, comma, newcomers, who's making an impact this season?
Yeah, he had 2 sacks last week right out of the gate. He had 2 sacks in 10 snaps, and only 6 of those snaps were passing plays. So, again, he's not going to get 100 sacks this year, but we saw what he can bring. Kind of like your Dale Johnson a little bit, kind of built like a basketball player, this like tall, power forward kind of frame that he brings. And again, versatile that he could drop into pass coverage. He's not just, you know, see quarterback, get quarterback kind of guy. So we'll see how he does in the run game in particular. But I think they really like the agility that he brings for that frame at 6'5 that he's got there. So, you know, definitely among the rookies, he's there. Our second round pick, they traded up to get Greg Little. And the hope is that he can become a starting left tackle. I think he's not there yet. He's not even with the first team right now. So the jury's very much out on Greg Little. That only time will tell on that one. So he's going through the rookie pains right now. So we'll see what that is. And tonight we'll see Jordan Scarlett, fifth round running back. They drafted out of Florida. He didn't play last week with back issues against Chicago. And he's competing for that number 2 running back job behind Christian McCaffrey. So keep an eye on Jordan Scarlett, number 20, see what he can do tonight.
Jim, thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the football season.
Guys, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.